Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast this week. I did want to acknowledge that certain events have been happening in the U.S. and in Venezuela that are causing a lot of concern and fear for those I know. I don't know where exactly this path is going to lead for the U.S. and for the global community, but I do know that I am finding strength and reassurance and comfort from friends, from loved ones, from those who make me laugh, and those I keep in community. So, you know, do know that if you're having anxiety, if you're suffering fear, if you're having depression, reach out to those who love you. Reach out to those that you feel safe with. Reach out to those that make you feel good. With that being said, I'm going to continue this podcast and continue to bring you little and big stories of magic and oracles and gifts and messages from the universe. That's exactly who my guest is this time. It's Michelle Henderson. And I just really loved my conversation with her. She is just a delight. She's so interesting. She had a 30-year career as a teacher, an educational diagnostician, and behavior analyst. And then she had this profound spiritual awakening. And she is so humble, everybody. She's just incredibly humble. And she's here to do the work and bring what she's learning and maybe the things that she's finding out about to all of us. We have a really interesting conversation about Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene has been kind of this, I don't know, I've really admired her and appreciated her story because I do think that as a species, humanity always wants to find a scapegoat for anything that's going wrong. You know, if we have a bad harvest or not enough rain is falling in the sky, or, you know, maybe someone betrays Jesus to the guards and the powers that be. I mean, we're always looking for a scapegoat so that we don't have to take responsibility for our actions. And I really do think that Mary Magdalene has been a scapegoat for centuries, and a really convenient scapegoat at that. And so the conversation that I have with Michelle, kind of, we get into that story, we get into Mary Magdalene's life. And I, for one, am so grateful that Michelle is doing the work that she's doing, because I think the work that she's doing is allowing all of us to understand that we too can go deeper into this reality. We too can have experiences with angels or liminal spaces or things that are ephemeral and maybe that we can't even imagine exist. I think Michelle is here to let us know that we all can meet our spirit guides, that we all can meet our higher selves, that we all can go to realms that we formerly were told are bunkum and don't actually exist. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this conversation. I really admire Michelle and I just loved her sense of humor. All right, let's get to it. Here's my conversation with Michelle Henderson.
Whenever I was a teacher, I saw miracles every day in my kids in the classroom. When I worked with kids with autism, I saw miracles. And I just saw spirit within each one of these children. And because they haven't been programmed yet, but the autism, you know, kids under the autism spectrum, they can see things that we cannot see. Me, I find whenever I look at every day or when every situations or even turn on the TV, I know not negative stuff, but positive stuff. Even in the negative, you can find miracles. You know, when there's a tragedy, you see people loving each other, hugging each other, helping each other. So So if we look around, we're going to see a miracle. But what really, so what really comes to mind is, again, looking at a child's eyes. Whenever I was a teacher, I saw miracles every day in my kids in the classroom. When I worked with kids with autism, I saw miracles. And I just saw spirit within each one of these children. And because they haven't been programmed yet, but the autism, you know, kids under the autism spectrum, they can see things that we cannot see. And with their sensory issues and everything, it just, it was, and I could do, I got to tell you this real quick. I could, and I didn't realize that was a thing. I thought maybe I'm making up my mind, but I was working with a kiddo and, you know, meltdown city. And what I would do is telepathy. I would tell him, you need to calm down. I'm here for you. I love you. And I would see him calming down and I would send my energy to him. And I didn't know it was a thing until I did some research and it's a thing. And I was also an evaluator. And so whenever I would give IQ test and these kids, you know, would be thinking and be stuck and I would have the answer in my mind. And then they go, oh, I know the answer, and would tell immediately. And I'm going, okay, maybe they're reading my mind. So the next one came and I had a different answer in my mind and they had that answer, even though it was wrong. So I had to learn how to not think about the answers to the questions. I had to think of something else after I gave. So, you know, so children are just a basket full of spirituality and just divine presence, and they haven't gotten rid of anything. And they're just so innocent and they see things for the first time always. So that's, and being a grandmother, oh my gosh, that is magical in itself. And my kid, they have so much energy, but being a grandmother, it's almost like I can love them, I can spoil them, and then I can send them home.
You are not the first grandmother I've heard say that. So not surprising. So I have to ask you, have you heard of the show The Telepathy Tapes?
Yes. And I've watched some of it. And she does go on about the story where they're, these children are in a different country. And no, I'm talking about, okay, yeah, that one too, she talks about. But with autism children, yeah, they have their own little dimension that they can go to and talk with each other.
Yeah, called The Hill.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah, and, yeah. And so that's why your story is particularly powerful for me, is because of, I've been listening to telepathy tapes and, you know, all the experiences I've had in my life that have been supra normal and not Western science would just say I'm schizophrenic or I'm crazy. It just wouldn't agree that I've had these experiences, but I know that I'm sane. You know, I also have a curious heart. So, and I love science. So I just think to myself, oh, I'm just experiencing a different level of science that we just haven't been able to classify yet or prove or whatever. And someday it's going to be very matter of fact. This is not going to be a big deal. Thank goodness, by the way, although I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't want to have someone read my mind all the time because sometimes I'm feeling kind of grumpy, but telepathy is real. Yes. And it's, you know, that's how the juniper tree, I was able to connect with the juniper tree because the juniper tree has consciousness. I created a respectful relationship. And so, you know, then I just started conversing with it in a different way. I think the end story is that there's just so much possibility everywhere. We just have to be open to it.
And then we can also talk about timelines, but that's a different story. That would take forever. Or quantum field and, you know, quantum physics and different timelines, different choices. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Are you talking about the idea that every time we make a choice, a different, it splits off from the main trunk and creates another miniature universe, or not? Yes. Miniature, creates another universe where we're living both in that universe and then we split off. So all of our choices create a different universe or pocket of existence.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I know. I was actually flabbergasted. I read a headline this year that said Scientists are coming to believe that deja vu is our consciousness bumping in to our consciousness in another universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought, finally, because I already thought that's what was happening. But I was like, finally, someone is brave enough to say it.
You're being validated. But oh, absolutely. And that's one thing that Mary taught me as well, is her story. It's almost like the Mandela effect. It started a new timeline. So, you know, when you talk to people about Mary, there's so many different stories that are circulating about her that are so different. It's because of that, of the different timelines, the different lessons that are being learned from each timeline.
I could talk to you forever.
And I could talk to you forever too, my dear.
Michelle, I have to say that I'm just so impressed and so enamored of the fact that you're so open. You're so curious about the world, but also curious about yourself. And you're continuing this really deep, rich excavation of self so that you can then help heal others and be present to others. You are literally an angel walking on this earth.
Oh, well, thank you. And I think, you know, we all are. It's just we're having different experiences. Absolutely. And to point that out, I am actually going through an ego death right now. And talk about painful. And I know that several people go through so many different ego deaths in a lifetime, but I'm going through right now, and it does bring in that depression and the fear again. And I've had to talk to my spiritual teacher about it, but things are moving along. It's escalating.
Yeah. I always think of those periods as, I'm very romantic, let's say, and, you know, I'm into the story of the world. And I think sometimes I'm like, well, I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death again. And I see the end over there, but I got to keep walking. I got to keep walking, but it's over there. It's going to end, but I'm walking.
an ending always starts a new beginning.
Guys, I hope you appreciated this really fun dynamic that Michelle and I had, and Michelle's infinite capacity for telling stories. I also like her humility, okay? Because she's doing some really big work, and she's so humble about all of it. I would be completely drunk with power and just be going crazy, but Michelle actually is, she's a good model for me. There will be a link to Michelle's website as well as to her Instagram and her book, Sarah's Spiritual Journey with Jesus. There will be a link to that as well in the episode show notes. Do yourself a favor and do a deeper dive on Michelle and the beauty that she's bringing into the world, because we need it. We need the beauty now. Not going to lie about that. We need more beauty. If you feel it in your heart, if you feel like you've really appreciated this podcast and this conversation, and you feel like writing a review or leaving a rating, I would be so grateful. Those ratings and reviews mean so much to me, and they help other people find the podcast. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Michelle. I mean, be ready to pivot in this life, right? I mean, be ready, because you never know when you wake up each day what that day is going to bring you, how you're going to have to show up for other people, how you're going to have to show up for yourself. I mean, of course, we live in an uncertain world, and we were living in an uncertain world 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 100 years ago. I mean, each of us, every day we wake up, our lives can change irrevocably that very day, but Michelle's learned to pivot and take it all in stride and with grace. So be like Michelle and learn to pivot, be open to the mystery, be open to the gifts and the challenges that life has to bring you, because those gifts and challenges, they're honing you, they're shaping you. And we need those new people that you're going to become, because we're going to need to show up for each other and be there for each other. And it's only through the love and compassion and empathy of all of us that we'll be able to keep not only the balance for us, but for everyone else. And and bring more beauty. I mean, that's really important as well. All right, thanks for listening, and I'll see you so very soon for the very next episode of the podcast.